Couple more birthdays. Carolyn, 17th, and Francis on the 18th. Woo! So we just got a lot of, and Drew already on the 3rd. I raised it up, Lisa. Is it still kind of cold in here? I don't know why. It's just kind of weird. It's hot outside, but I got it cranked up, and boy, my hands are feeling it.
Yeah. My legs are up a little bit more.
Well, just one. That's all. From where you just walked back there, that's all. When I see people shaking, we don't need that. Well, you want to shake in the spirit, that's cool. I don't mean that. You can shake like the Quakers, you know.
That's what I thought you said.
Yeah, Quakers.
They shook, man. Wow, this past week, I mean after last Sunday, we had a memorial for the man who married Shirley and I 35 and a half years ago. And Dan Mayer, he was 91, Dr. Dan Mayer, at Tampa Covenant Church. And then that same evening, Noreen asked me if I would officiate for a memorial service for Milton, who passed away. And so I had a busy day. I went to work, came home, went to Dan's memorial, went back to work, came back, got ready to officiate the memorial for Noreen's husband, Milton. And they wanted to make sure the gospel was also proclaimed at Milton's, and it certainly was at Dan's memorial service. And boy, I tell you, it's awesome to go to memorial service when you know where these people were. I mean, it really is. And I don't know, some of you may, I got a little puffy eye right here, sure you didn't hit me. It's I've had poison ivy. I got into some poison ivy. I think I said that last week, and I had it over here. But now it's in this eye, or whatever it is. And it may or may not be poison ivy. I'm not sure, but it has something to do with it. But anyhow, it's kind of puffy over here. So hopefully that'll get on out of here. So I was just telling Mike and Christy, I've got a little poison ivy still or something going on my eye on this side. I had it this week, last week. Now this eye, last week. Now it's this eye. But it's awesome to go to memorial service and to know where these people are with the Lord.
Amen.
And Dan Merritt's, to me, it was almost like a kind of like a Billy Graham experience where I just love him so much. You know Dan Merritt? You ever hear? Yeah. He did our wedding. And Gary, my brother, married his daughter. Yeah. So we've been knowing each other for several years. And all the family were there from Monticello, Kentucky, and all over Miami, Florida, and people I hadn't seen for ages. And so you're looking at each other and you're saying, are you, blah, blah? And they're looking at you going, are you, blah, blah? Yes, it's been so long. But just a wonderful thread of God and the fabric of God throughout these families. It was just an awesome service. It really was, the songs, the music, and everything. And then Milton's service was also a blessing. And we met some people there we hadn't met before, people that love the Lord. And there was a mixture there of all kinds of people. There were a lot of medical people there, because Milton was an inhalation therapist at St. Joe for 25 years. And so a lot of the medical people were there, and people from all kind of backgrounds. So we shared Jesus. The gospel was all in the message, and so that turned out well. So may God comfort Noreen. We may see her here someday. I'm not sure, but she was encouraged and wanted to make sure that we did proclaim the gospel message at that service also. So it was a very busy day for me. So, you know, wherever we go, there we are. We just need to be looking to the Lord as an instrument to honor the Lord. And that's what I pray that your hope is too, whatever you do, whatever you're occupying yourself with, honor the Lord. I want to thank God. I shared it with Shirley yesterday. Things happen. And when things happen that didn't or were not disastrous, are you grateful? Another way, I don't know, you swerve, you just miss somebody in the road or whatever.
Yeah.
Or somebody wearing dark clothing in the morning walks across you in front of you in the street. You're just minding your own business. But wow, you know, it could have hit them, you know. I see that a lot too. So how many of you are grateful when something doesn't happen and it could have happened and you're just going, wow, Lord. Well, yesterday I was using a tool. It's kind of like a jack, but it was to lift the front end of a
riding mower up so you can look underneath and check the blades out and stuff. But anyhow, I had the wrong mower connected to the wrong thing. I didn't know it because they all look a lot alike. But anyhow, the piece that's supposed to grab the deck wasn't really doing it properly, so it came loose. And when it came loose, the big long handle, steel handle I had right here, it let go and went just like that. And it just grazed my chin. It just doing this so lightly, just grazed my chin. And what do you think I did? I really believe the Lord is looking down to see what kind of reaction we have. Or wow, I was really careful on that. Wow, I was really wise on that. That didn't hit me. Boy, I tell you, you better not be doing that. You better be thanking God, you know. I tell you what, I just stopped and I had a little worship service with the Lord. I really did, because it could have fractured my jaw and busted teeth or hit me in the nose and all kinds of. I am extremely grateful. Have you had those kind of experiences? Those close calls where, I mean, if you're driving, you need to pull over and thank God. You just need to go before the Lord to thank Him that it didn't happen. And so that's something I was just really praising the Lord for as a testimony to you today. In addition to the memorial services I went to, I was really blessed. But good to be with you today. And anybody have a testimony this morning you want to give praise to the Lord for? Because, you know, our lives, you got a lot going on here. So anyone have something you want to be grateful? It's good to meet your mom. And I know she left this past, what, Thursday?
Friday.
And she was flying back.
Yes.
It was good to meet her. It's just really wonderful.
Yeah.
Nicole?
I just came back from a trip to South Carolina. I drove up there with a bunch of people and...
All boys.
That was a miracle in itself.
And just, I thank God because there were so many accidents that happened.
Yes.
Through, and God just protected us all the way up there and all the way back. And I'm just grateful that God kept us alert at those wee hours of the morning to get home and back. And it was very...
A lot of vacationing going on right now. And you see a lot of things along the highway. How many of you see things along the highway and you pray for that situation? You pray for those people, the terrible wrecks and stuff. And so may God really protect us as we travel, and heads up and alertness, you know, just to be attentive to what we're doing. And that's good. I'm glad you're back. I think I heard you forgot about you going to South Carolina. But I thank God for your other trip. Naomi and the gang all went up there and came back. And wow, that was an awesome trip as well. So, anyone else?
And again, I think it's a miracle that Laura is, I'm happy that Laura is here today, you know, 14 years later after being born, that God's just growing and making her grow and just making her blossom into such an amazing young lady.
Yeah, Laura runs deep. Laura runs deep. And we thank God for you too, honey. We really do. You are something else, and I thank God for your entire family, each and every one of you. Be patient with each other while you're going through your growing pains. Don't beat each other up.
Along with that, I just wanted to thank God that my children are healthy.
Yes.
There's a boy that has the same birthday as Laura today, and he lost one of his limbs to cancer.
Aw.
He's real close. Mm. We know him.
Mm-mm.
He's the same exact. Yeah.
Yes.
And I started just thanking God.
Yes.
I don't want to take that for granted.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so many parents battling issues with mm-hmm. their children, and I just thank God.
That goes right along with what we said. Are we grateful for what isn't the case? And precious Sarah, how old now?
27.
Since what, she's 6 months old or a year?
6 months old.
Total care. Mm-hmm. Total care. Mm-hmm. Everything. But Donna is not going to leave her and get out of here type of thing. She deals with it every day.
Mm-hmm. I just want to thank God for my job, even though it's been very trying on just working with someone that's not a really Christian or anything. I mean, he says he's a Christian, but yeah, he's not really living the life.
Yeah.
And just working this week while David was gone by myself, just being in the spirit and just thanking God for helping me, encourage me, like, I don't take that lightly. Like some days,
yes.
I don't know if I told you a little bit about my job, but I get leads for a college at the mall. So I have to go up and approach people and, hey, are you going to school? you can get a lot of rejection that way, but you have to keep going and, like, God, you bring the people. And I've even prayed, Lord, bring people to my kiosk. And that's, like, unheard of, coming up and, oh, can I have information? Because you have to actually talk to people. And I've had people come up and, like, God, you bring them in and get them right in the nick of time. And I just give them all the glory. It's not me, you know what I mean? It can't be me. And yesterday, David came back. And we were both really tired. You know, we're just like, oh, we got to get a lot of leads today. We have to get a lot of these information and stuff. I mean, we don't sell anything, but we need their information to give them for the college and then maybe set up an appointment to check out the school and stuff. So we're like, okay, God, 15 people. And that's like a lot of people, like 15 to fill out your information and stuff. We're just like, yeah. And I really felt like David was even more, like, had it more. And sometimes it's funny because if one's, you know, more in faith than the other, then we'll try to, you know, okay, come on, let's do this together, sort of thing. But we had not 15 people, but 16 people. And, like, that was so awesome. And we were just, like, so excited. And we're just like, it's the little things, but seriously, just with obstacles, if you just give God,
yes,
if you give it to God, he's going to take care of it. Mm-hmm. Even with your job, just give it to God. Don't
yes.
Try to do it in your own strength, because when you do it in your own strength, you get stressed, you're like, oh, I gotta do this.
Yes.
God, we give it to you. We're just gonna keep walking back and forth in faith, praying in the Spirit. Tell us who to talk to. And it's just really encouraging.
Yes, yes,
even in my workplace, even with a boss who just curses all the time and all this stuff, you're just like, okay, God, you're still there. You're still the one that I serve, and it's awesome.
Whatever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord. Whatever you do. Butcher, baker, candlestick maker, whatever you do, surgeon, whatever you're doing, do it as unto the Lord.
And I have another phrase just real fast, but there's this security guard that I've been encouraging, hey, come to my church, you know, or most of my youth group because he's younger. He's like 19 or something. And I'm like, hey, man, you know, Jakari, I would love for you to come to my church. And me and Dave have been talking to him. He's been really, you know, interested in it. You know, we haven't been, like, forcing him, like, hey, you gotta go. But we're like, you know, it'd be really nice for you to come. You know, we love you, bro. And we always try to encourage him. And he's really, he asks us questions about the faith all the time. And we answer him. And, like, he's really, you can tell, like, God's working on his heart.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely don't try to convince him or anything. He's just really, truly interested. But I tried talking to him near the carousel. And there's this other security guard there. I don't even know this guy. I've never seen him before. He's this, like, tall guy or whatever. And he overhears me talking to him about the youth group. And he says, hey, I want to go to that youth. Like, where's this at? And I'm like, oh, it's, like, 5 minutes from the mall. It's at 7 p.m. Wednesday nights at the river. And he said, I went to that church a long time ago. I did martial arts there. Do you remember that? And I was like, no, that was before. I went there. It was, like, 8 years ago. He went, like, 3 times. He didn't even go, like, a lot. He wasn't a part of the church or anything. And he said, I want to come. He was excited. And I don't know where the excitement came from. I was just looking at him, just standing there. And he's like, I want to go. I think that'd be so awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't go to church anymore, but I want to go. And it was so weird because, I don't know, I've never encountered someone, like, super. You know, you mostly have someone timid, like Jakari. But this guy named Wesley, he was so excited. Mm-hmm. I think it was God. I know it was God. But I went to church, and I forgot about him or whatever. And I get this text, and he's like, I'm on my way. And I'm like, what? Oh, yeah, you're coming to church. And he came, and God totally blessed him. He rededicated his heart to the Lord, because I guess he was saved a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And he's going, and he wants to start to go to church. And he's like, I want to get the other security guards, like, you know, encourage them to go. And it's just really crazy, because I didn't initiate that. He overheard me talking to another security guard.
Yes, yes.
The security guard, you know, like, yes. I don't even know him. And, like,
yes.
He's excited. I haven't even, like, oh, yeah, it's so cool. Or yes. He's excited by the Spirit
yes.
of God.
Yes.
And rededicated his heart to, you know, that's not me. That's all God.
Yes, yes.
Like, and then Jakari yesterday was talking to David. He was like, David, can we go talk? And they went away. And I was like, what did you guys talk about? And he's like, he wants to go to church. And he was just really serious about it. And he's just hungry. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. And I was like, this mall will be saved. This mall will be saved. Oh my God. Even working here, we'll get the security guards, and then the security guards will get, you know, everyone else, because they always walk everywhere. But I mean, it's just being the example. Like, Jakari wouldn't have asked us if he hadn't seen the fruit of David, you know, walking like a young man of God, or, you know, seeing both of us pray. Mm. We always pray before we get our leads. We're like, God, we give you this day. This is not us getting leads, it's you. And he's seen that, you know. It's our actions. It's not always what we say. It's what God does through us, you know.
Fruit. You know, it's cool because if you're on a plane, you got three seats or four seats, and you're talking to somebody in the aircraft, but there's somebody else over there, and you're minding your own business, and you're just sharing with this person because, you know, they would do the same thing, and you can hear them, but they can hear you, and your conversation is about the Lord, so it goes way beyond the person you're talking to, like what you experienced, which is good. Yeah, so praise the Lord for that. Now I feel a bit warmer. You okay?
No, I feel
better.
Chill
out.
I like it though.
You like it?
Yeah, it's perfect.
I tell you what I'll do. I'm gonna build a little. I'm gonna bring a grill in here with charcoal, and we're gonna have people sit in a circle around the charcoal, and people come over here and sit where it's cooler. But we'll accommodate you. We'll accommodate you. But this air conditioning really cranks it out.